Bing. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa. Gedula Chiminha. Gimel, Yud Taf Tzadi. The two letters of the month of Shvat. The month of Shvat, and also the constellation Deli, the water bearer, the Aquarian. And the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, Saturn. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu nora kufre shayin sintet nun. Na gibor dorshe yechudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Bachem tacharem rachamei sitkatcha tamid gamlem. Betet resh tzadi taf gimel. Chasin kadosh berov tuvcha na'el adatach. Het kuf bet tet nunayin. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatach. Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel Ushma tziakatenu Yodea Talumot. Shin kufav Tzadi yud taf. ברוך השם כבוד מלכותו לעולם ועד. Before we start reading from the Zohar tonight, does anybody have any questions? We'll be reading from the portion of Beshalach. It's a lot of strange, unique issues on the scroll in Beshalach. There's also some verbiage questions that need to be answered. And the Maftir of Zachor is read this week as a protection against doubt and an increase in your connection to certainty. That is the section of the Zohar we will be reading tonight. It's section 33, titled, Then Came Amalek. It's a long section, and we may not be able to finish it tonight, but I'm hoping so. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Lech Vayavo Amalek Vayalachem Im Yisrael Birfidim Rebi Yosef Petach Ashrechem Zore Alko Mayimashalche Regel Hashor Vechachamor Ashrechem zore al kamaim, taman tanenan kamamaim, vekamamaim mishtachim, zakaininun Yisrael, deled zarach lehuela, al hamaim, Dikti v'yachanu sham al hamayim Inu dachavo tichot anfe ilana Tekutcha berichu. This is verse number 437. Then came Amalek and fought with Yisrael in Rephidim. The verse from Shemot, chapter 17. Rabbi Yose opens the discussion, saying, Blessed are you that sow beside all waters, that let the feet of the ox and the ass range freely. Blessed are you that sow beside all waters. There we learn that there are various types of waters, that there are many kinds of lights, meaning sweet waters of holiness, bitter waters, and proud waters. Happy is Israel who sow their seeds only beside the water, in order to subdue all kinds of water of the other side, as is written, and they camped there by the water, Shemot chapter 15, meaning over those waters that were under the branches of the tree of the Holy One, blessed be He, which are the treacherous waters, as is written before us. In the code of the Zohar, different waters and different lights are its code words for different aspects. The fulfillment for the Sphira of Netzach is different than the fulfillment for the Sphira of Hod. The fulfillment for Malchut is different than the fulfillment for the Sphira of Yesod. This is what it's talking about when it's talking about different waters. On the physical level, we can speak about running waters and still waters. it's required to wash our hands in the morning with a vessel that we fill with water, because the consciousness of the water changes from a pipe or the yasod level to the vessel of holding the two-handled bucket or whatever else, however you wish to describe it. This is a vessel that is different than a pipe. The water appears to be the same physically, but is actually a different consciousness. And it's only the water from a fulfilled vessel that can remove the klipot that comes to a people's hands during sleep. Verse 438.
Uveishtekach mizona vekola vehu itcham bitresar techumin bematkela veitakach bearba ruche alma veayin anpin achidan beve Yisrael mishtrache Begufa dechahu ilana, veinun shavin anpin sacharana, dilchon.
For we have learned that the only one, the Holy One, blessed be He, who is Bina, has a tree. And this tree is big and strong, which is Zeranpin, and it contains food for all. And it is bordered with 12 borders, meaning 3 columns to each of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut, which are in total 12. And it is strengthened by the 4 corners of the world that are Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, and Malchut. And 70 branches are attached to it, who are the 70 ministers of the 70 nations. And Israel are located in the trunk of this tree, and the 70 branches are around them, around Israel, who are attached to the trunk of the tree.
Verse 439. Behaukluha, beit my bekama atar, my beyachanu sham al hamayim, ela behahuzim na shalitu alinun, mayadinun techot anpin de ilana, tekrun hamayim chazedonim. Ve'yada ashrechem zorei akomayim.
This is what is meant by, and they came to Melim, which were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. Verse from Shemot chapter 15. And we have already explained and learned the meaning of this in many places. What is the meaning of it? They encamped there by the water? At that time, Israel dominated those waters that were under the branches of the tree that are called the proud water. Tehillim, chapter 124. And referring to this is written, blessed are you that sow beside all waters, namely in order to subdue all kinds of waters of the other side. Let's continue reading, and we will probably get an explanation of this verse, which is very coded. I mean, the 70 palm trees is relating to the 70 nations, And the 12 springs of water relates to the 12 borders from the previous verse. But it's dealing with the relationship between Israel and the other nations. Verse 440. Meshal cheregel hashur vechachamor inun tiren kitre shemala vechachidan vechu amin akawa amai veikrum shor vechamor vechainu diktiv vaheili shor vachamor vegindelavan chachim chava Baharashin uvinun kitrin tata inuvinun baaleovada leyako kemadiktivarmi ovedavi behaitmar ukshayasra Israel zakayim shalchelechu Vela yachle l'shalta alayhu hahidiktiv meshalche regel hashur v'chachamor de la shalte behu. That let the feet of the ox and the ass range freely. These are two crowns of the left that the heathen peoples join to, which are called ox and an ass. This as is written, and I have oxen and asses, literally an ox and an ox and an ass. Bereshit chapter 32. Lavan was an expert with sorcery and these lower crowns, and he wanted to destroy Yaakov with this ox and the ass. As is written, an Aramaean wished to destroy my father. Devarim chapter 26. We have already learned that when Israel is meritorious, they send them away so they cannot dominate them. This is the meaning of that let. Literally, the words are send away. The feet of the ox and the ass range freely so that they cannot dominate them. Hashem is, well, the code words are ox and axe, shor and chamor. And the code words are referring to certain energies or states of consciousness of the negative side. And when Israel is meritorious, doing good deeds, following the Esser Dibrot, doing all of the mitzvot, then these two lower crowns, meaning states of consciousness of the other side, of the negative side, cannot affect Israel. And they are sent away. No, they don't have permission to bother Israel. Unfortunately, when we do our jobs properly, they're given permission to create chaos in the world. And as we have experienced time and time again, when the Jewish world suffers, the non-Jewish world suffers worse. If you count the Jewish people killed in World War II, 6 million, but 50 million died in the whole world. Just to give you a sense of, typically it's 10 to 1. 10 of the other nations die or have chaos in their life on a severe level, 10 times as many Jews. Verse 441. Amar Rabbi Abba Kadmiz Davge
ככה דלייך לבני עלמא למי קם בהו ועל דקתיב לא תחרש בשור ובחמור יחדיו יחדיו דייקה וחננן לא יחיב ונשתוקתה וזינין בישין והבל ודה וברנש איתורמה דלא יצטריך וכוח מזדב גי כחדה לא יחלין למקם בחומקין סיטרא דלחון נאפיק מתקיפותה דלחון דיקרא כלב ודחציפה מכולכו הכי דיקטיב וכל בני ישראל לא יחרץ כלב לשונו אמר קודשה בריחו אתון אמרתון היש אדוני בקרבנו אם יין הרי אני מוסר אתכם לכלב מיד ויבוא אמלק.
רבי אבא said, when this pair is coupled together, meaning the asses and the donkeys, the shor and the chamor, the world is not able to tolerate it. And referring to this is written, you shall not plow with an ox and an ass together. Devarim chapter 22. The word together is precise, and we learn that a person should not give place to evil species, because by the actions of a person, things are aroused that should not be. And when they paired together, it was not possible to withstand them. From their side emerges a certain klipa, called dog. It is more disrespectful than all of them. This is what is meant by, but against any of the children of Israel, not a dog shall move its tongue. Shemot chapter 11. The Holy One, blessed be He, said, you said, is Hashem among us or not? Behold, I am giving you over to the dog. And immediately then came Amalek. When these two lower crowns, these two lower spherot of the negative side, the shor, the ox, and the chamor, and the donkey, when their energies are combined, it creates a third energy called dog. And that dog is actually the nation of Amalek. Now, Amalek is a nation that is called the first among the other nations. And Amalek is, if you look into the history of the person Amalek, he was a child of incest, very, very negative background, family background. But the real issue of Amalek, we learn from the Gematria, which is 240. Which is the same as the Hebrew word safek, which means doubt. So the nation of Amalek, its internal essence, is doubt. And one of the attributes of God is certainty, Vadai, which is the name of God. And when we understand that doubt cannot exist where certainty resides, and vice versa, certainty cannot exist where doubt resides. And this is why we understand this eternal war between Hashem and Amalek. Because its essence, its internal essence, is doubt. Sowing distrust, sowing seeds of doubt. Then came Amalek. Whenever the Jewish nation lacked certainty or fell from certainty. In this particular case, we had just crossed the sea, and the people, the children of Israel, asked a simple human question: is God among us or not? Well, the Zohar has explained that that question is really an essence of ego. And that's why the effect of that ego was for Amalek to come and bring the people down, to sow doubt, seeds of doubt among the nation. Verse 442. Rabbi Yehudamar Reshit Goyim Amalek Techacharito Ade Oved Viki Reshit Goyim Amalek Vechalo Kama Lishanin Ve'amin Ve'umin Ravo Ve'alma Ad La'ata Amalek. Rabbi Yehuda said, Amalek was the first of the nations, but his latter end shall be everlasting perdition. Bamidbar chapter 22. He asked, is Amalek really the first of the nations? Were there not many tongues and nations and peoples in the world before Amalek came? A simple question. How can you call Amalek the first of the nations? There were many nations born before him, many people named in the Torah before him that are the descendants of Esau, descendants of Edom, the descendants of Ishmael. And all of a sudden, Amalek is called the first of the nations. Verse 443. Ela kadnafku Yisrael memitzrayim dechilu ve'emata nafla alko amin di alma mi Yisrael. Ha'hi diktiv shamu mami amim yirgazun chilachaz yoshve belashet velachavo amadela havadachil migvuran ailain tekucha barichu ve'amalek lave havadachil ha'hi diktiv Elo yare Elohim ladachil mikrav lekabach v'alda reshit goyim. He answers, when Israel left Egypt, the fear and terror of Israel fell upon all the nations of the world. This is what is meant by the people shall hear and be afraid. Trembling shall take hold of the inhabitants of Pleshet. A verse from Shemot chapter 15. There was no nation that did not fear the superior might of the Holy One, blessed be He. But Amalek was not afraid, as it is written, and he feared not Elohim. Devarim chapter 25. He did not fear to approach you, therefore he is the first among the nations. What the Zohar is explaining, that by his action of disregarding his own fear and attacking the nation of Israel, sowing the seeds of doubt on the spiritual level, but on the physical level, literally there was an attack as the nation left Egypt. with all of the ten plagues and all of that publicizing the miracles and even the splitting of the Reed Sea, the Yam Suf, the nation of Amalek still attacked over their fear, and this action elevated them to be first among the nations. What can we learn from this? When we overcome our own fear, we elevate ourselves spiritually to a higher level. To first among the nations, perhaps. Maybe just to a higher level. Verse 444.
Karavabi Israel Amalekava Ugine Kah Beacharito Adeo Vedikiv Kimacho Emcha Et Zeker Amalek Uktiv Timcha Et Zeker Amalek Hachidiktiv Beacharito Ade Oved Ade Avdo Miba Ele Ela Adeyete Kuchaberichu Vayovar Leidiktiv Kimacho Aem Cheve Gomer Amarabi Elazar Tachati Agi Dekhatur Tamim balo ve'aved imchon chesed le'apaka lo ma'im la shavakti de'hakitiv ve'yavo Amalek.
The first who came to wage war against Israel was Amalek. Therefore, his latter end shall be everlasting perdition. For it is written, I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek. Shemot chapter 17. And you shall blot out the remembrance of Amalek. Devarim chapter 25. It is written, his latter end shall be everlasting perdition. Bamidbar 24. He asked, should it not have been written, his everlasting perdition? And he answers, it means, until the Holy One, blessed be He, comes and destroys him, as is written, I will utterly blot out. Rabbi Elazar said, come and behold, even though he is the rock, his work is perfect, and he did kindness with them to bring forth water for them. He did not forsake his own, for it is written, then came Amalek. One must seriously caution, be cautioned. One must seriously understand the whole concept. Amalek, there's a continuous warfare between Hashem and Amalek. But the nation of Amalek is not going to be destroyed. Yes, they will be considered a pariah, but the people themselves will achieve a level of consciousness and a return to the endless. The people will be fulfilled. The people of Amalek will receive their benefit. But they will first be cleansed through various forms of destruction. But all of those souls will return to the endless along with the souls of Israel. Verse 445. Rabbi Abba Patach Ve'amar Yeshra Achola Ra'iti Tachat Ha'asamesh Kama benena sha'atimin
Liba begin dila mishtadle beoraita yesh ra'ach olach veki yesh ra'ade hichola v'yesh ra'ade lav hichola elav da'e yesh ra'ach olach detanenan Misitra dismala nafke kama gardine nimusin devak an beavira.
Rabbi Abba opened the discussion saying, there is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun. There are many people who have clogged hearts because they are not occupied with Torah. There is a sore evil, he asks. Is there then an evil which is sore and an evil that is not sore? And he answers, certainly there is a sore evil, for we have learned that from the left side there emerge accusers who split the air. The accusers, the negative angels go from space, place to place, to accuse Israel and others of negative actions. And that's referred to as a sore evil. When it says that the accusers will split the air, it's talking about the air, which is the central column. The accusers will come and separate the central columns so that the negativity will return to the left column. But central column needs to be in balance between both negativity and sharing. Negativity, receiving. Positivity, sharing. Verse 446.
Bekad bayan lemefak azlin veishtavin Benukva beit choma rabba levartar nafkinu mitabrin kachada ukan avirin v'shatin bi'alma umitkarvin legabai hu divne nasha v'kol chadik rei ra kada lotaune elecha ra'a my lotaune begindiatya betaskufa al b'nei nasha.
And they, when they went to go out, they go and are swallowed in the hole of the great depth, and afterwards they emerge, join together, split airs, and traverse through the world. And they approach people, and each one is called evil. As is written, no evil will befall you. Tehillim chapter 91, which means they came with false charges against people. This is talking about the actions of the nation of Amalek against the nation of Israel. Verse 447.
Chola amai hi chola kacher yachai al p'nei nasha aved lon kamsanin b'malmonechon ajan gaba tzedaka gabehi machat bidei Allah lo tipuk mididach ajan mizkene hi machat bideate hulume koma mamone machat bide begin lenatra leili achara umin yoma tisharya ale devarnashi Hola, kechai shakiv, meira de la akil vila shete, vialda hira achola.
He asks, a sore evil? Why is it sore? Literally, the word is ill. Why is it an ill evil? He answers, when it dwells on people, it makes them misers with their money. When the collector of charity comes to him, it tries to prevent him from giving, and says to him, do not take out anything of yours. When poor people come, it tries to prevent him. When he wants to eat of his money, it tries to prevent him in order to guard the money for another. And from that day that it dwells on the person, he is ill, like one who is bedridden because of his illness, and does not eat or drink. Therefore, it is an ill evil. Verse 448.
Ushlomo malkatza vachbechach beta ve'amar isha sher yiten lo ha'elohim o sherun kasim v'kavod v'gomer I care love reshe sefe velav sefe reshe kitivisha sher yiten lo ha Elohim o shirun kasim bukavod begomer my velo yishlitanu ha Elohim Ele echo mimenu ihaki la birshute hudebar nash.
And King Shlomo cried out in his wisdom and said, a man to whom Elohim has given riches, wealth, and honor. Kohelet, chapter 6. The beginning and end of this passages are seemingly incoherent. For it is written, a man to whom Elohim has given riches. If so, what is the meaning of, yet Elohim does not give him power to eat of it? If so, then it is not in the possession of the person, and so Elohim has not given him anything. A very valid question, referring to the verse that seems to be confusing.
Verse 449. Alleluit para te gote al te hu itre e ba viachid ba.
He answers, if it had been written, yet Elohim does not permit him to eat of it, then I would say that he gave him nothing. But it is actually written, does not give him power. Because he believed in that evil and joined with it. If so, he himself caused it. The Holy One, blessed be he, did not give it dominion. That the person should be born under its domination, but rather he himself wanted it and held on to it. Again, Zohar is teaching us cause and effect. Doubt does not come until someone leaves its opening. Someone calls it. Someone does an action that causes doubt to come to him. Cause and effect. Amalek attacked Israel because Israel asked the question, is Hashem among us or not? Indicating a lack of consciousness. verse 450.
V'kol archo kishki me'rav de'la'akil v'la'shete v'la'kariv le'mamone v'la'apik mine v'na'atir le'adehu yipuk me'alma v'yete achara v'yitole dehu ba'alav.
All his ways are like one who is bedridden because of his illness. He does not eat or drink. He does not go near his money or spend any of it. And he guards it until he passes from the world, and someone else comes and takes it. For this person is the real owner.
Verse 451. Ushlomo malka tzavak v'yamar osher shamur liva lav v'ra'ato man be'alav da'achara v'yarit le'vilama za'aka achai achara le'mechave be'alav Dehahu utra begin dehai, chai min lecha hira, beitra eba, beita bakba, begika, chai achara, dela ita bak, becha hira, zaka le mechave be alma, be alav, dehahu at Utra ha hidiktiv Velera atokelo mar begin rato Dechava mitabak bavavach lechai.
And King Solomon cried and said, riches kept for their owner to his hurt, literally to his evil. Kohelet chapter 5. Who is its owner? He is another one who inherited him. And why did the other merit to become the owner of these riches? It is because the first believed in this evil and desired it and joined it. Therefore, the other who did not join this evil merited to become the owner of these riches. This is what is meant by to his evil, meaning because of this his evil which he joined, the other person profited, but only in the illusion. It won't stay with him either. Verses 452.
Da yeshra achola chayman de yativ bechula katava bevetamo bechu azir lekabel bavo Bechastu femilin ha'itavak bechahu ra'acholat yevar nashakiv meradeko archo betaskufa da'be'na v'dala be'ena uvgin chayutra itdabak bar nashpera Kola ve'ita nash be'chai alma uvalma de'ate ve'dahu osher shamor livalav le'rato.
Another explanation for there is an ill evil. It is he who dwells in a good part of his father's house, but accuses his father with false charges. He cleaves unto his evil, this ill evil, like a person who is bedridden because of his illness, and all of his ways are false, saying, this I want and this I do not want. And because of these riches, this person has cleaved unto ill evil and is punished in this world and in the world to come. This is riches kept for their owner to his evil.
Verse 453. Kach Yisrael kriyat beha pay, hey. Nati alone, all God pay, Neishrin Ashar, Lon Beanane, Yikara Shekinte, Natil Kamaihu, Nahat Lon, Manalame Kal Apik, Lon Mayamer Tupin, Beinun Havo, Hazlini Me, Bechaskufin, Miyad Beyavo Amalek. It is the same with Yishmael. The Holy One, blessed be He, took him upon the wings of eagles and surrounded them with clouds of glory. The Shekhinah went before them, brought down for them the manna to eat, brought forth for them sweet water, yet they dealt with him with false charges. Immediately, then came Amalek. I'm really not sure how this relates to Yishmael. It seems confusing to me, but there's probably a story in the Tanakh about the people of Ishmael that I'm not clear about.
Verse 454. Vayavo Amalek Amar Rabbi Shimon Raza Dehachmeta Hakama Gizrat Dina Kasha Katya Kelavada Ukravada Ishtakach Leela Vitatavilet Lachmi Labioraita Delait Barazin Ila in De Chachmeta Demit Kashrin Bishma Kadisha Bivyakol Amar Kriyat Behe Kad Yisrael Inun Veinun Letata Itgabar Heladili Alkola Vekadla Ishtakahu Zakain Bityakol Mitishain Heladilela Veitgabar Then came Amalek. Rabbi Shimon said, "There is a secret of wisdom here. Because of the decree of severe judgment, this war came, and it took place both above and below. And there is no word in the Torah that does not contain superior secrets of wisdom that are connected with the Holy Name. His, as if the Holy One, blessed be He, said, when the children of Israel are righteous below, my power becomes strengthened over all. But when they are not righteous, the superior power of above is weakened, and the power of severe judgment gains strength." Verse 455. Tachatzi bishata dechavu Yisrael etata maketiv Veyavo amalek yerilachem Im Yisrael atal katrega Dina brachame dekola Ishtakach leela Vetata birfidim birafu yadaim birafu yedechon meoraita dekucha berichu kemama dioknimna amarabi Yehuda tire zimna agach karava amalek beYisrael had hakavechad. Dikti v'yered amaleki v'chaknani v'gomer. Come and see. When Israel sinned below, it is written, then came Amalek and fought with Israel. He came to provoke judgment over mercy, which is his way of war above, because everything exists above and below in Rephidim. Means with weakened hands, the Hebrew is rifyon yadayim, as they weaken their hands from the Torah of the Holy One, blessed be He. Excuse me. As we established, Rabbi Yehuda said, Amalek waged war twice against Israel. One here and one as is written. Then the Amaleki came down and the Ka'ani. A verse from Bamidbar, chapter 14. So there were two attacks from Amalek. Verse 456 is probably Amar Rabbi Shimon le'ela v'tata katruga dekucha berichu chava le'ela keman de'itmar le'tata dekucha berichu chava dechavo naskde le'ela keman de'itmar le'tata dekucha berichu chava dechavo Nas be lekavre vegazre lo archalacha. Dir shayma kadisha venad le lehu ve amulon le ela ve amreto lachma de itmer de itre it ve atafe de kucha berichu hava. Rabbi Shimon said, war with Amalek both above and below? Above was the provocation against the Holy One, blessed be He, as we learned. Below also was all against the Holy One, blessed be He, for they took men and cut their foreskins of the holy sign, then took them and threw them upwards, and said, take that which you desire. In any case, the entire war was against the Holy One, blessed be He. And a whole generation of American males has been circumcised in the wrong way, in an incomplete way. And that was just described in the verse I just read. Verse 457. Vayomer Moshe el Yehoshua Bechar lanu lanashim Vitzechi lachem Yamalek Vikima Chama Moshe Tusalikame Mehaike Rava Kadma Adekucha Berichu Pagid Anazmin Garme lechachu de Rava Dile la liant de Roshua Zimin garman lechava Dilta. And Moshe said to Yahushua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Shemot chapter 17. He asked, what did Moshe foresee? That he removed himself from this very first battle of the Holy One, blessed be He. He answers, blessed is Moshe's portion, for he noticed and saw and realized the root of the matter. Moshe said, I will prepare myself for this battle, which is above, and you, Yehoshua, prepare yourself for the war below. Verse 458. And I think this will be let me start reading in English and see how far I can get in the next few minutes. This is what is written, and it came to pass, when Moshe held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. Shemot chapter 17. Meaning Israel of above, Zeranpin. Therefore Moshe removed himself from the battle below, in order to expedite the battle above to be won through him. Verse 459, Rabbi Shimon said, is this war of Amalek insignificant in your eyes? Come and see, from the day the world was created until that time, and from that time until King Mashiach will come, and even in the days of Gog and Magog, Armageddon, there will not be anything comparable, and not because they were so mighty and numerous, but rather because it was in all the aspects of the Holy One, blessed be He. Verse 460. And Moshe said to Yehoshua, he asked, why to Yehoshua and no one else? At that time he was only a youth, as is written, Yehoshua the son of Nun, a young man, Shemot chapter 33. And there were many among the children of Israel who were stronger than he. And he answers, but Moshe gazed with wisdom and knew. What did he see? He saw the Tzemael descending on the side above to assist Amalek below. Moshe said, those seem to be different war here. Well, we've exceeded the time, so I invite you all to listen to next week's classes, Tuesday, starting at 7:45 LA time. We probably will be finishing up the reincarnation series and beginning a very unusual series, which I'm thinking of titling Psychic Abilities, Intuition, Ruach HaKodesh, and Other Spiritual Laws. On Wednesday, we will finish the Tree of Life, where we'll be talking about the letters that we haven't spoken about before. And next Thursday will be the reading of the Zohar regarding the Parasha of Yitro. We'll be reading at 10 p.m. L.A. time, both Wednesday and Thursday next week. We invite you to join us in the conference call or in the physical level if you prefer. Are there any questions before we hang up? Shabbat Shalom. Speak to you all soon.